Our scripture for day is Psalms 105:7. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth.
Today's prayer. Father, you are the Lord my God. I give you the lordship in my life. Your judgments are throughout the earth, Father. Creation yields to you, the Creator. I yield to you too, Father. Teach me to give you my life daily, and help me please to learn the true meaning of dying to self, so that your perfect will can rule my life every day. I praise you for teaching me true humility. Amen. The thought for today. Just for today, think of the Father governing everything that you do and everything that you say. Think of what it would mean to think like He thinks and to do as He does. Our wonderful Savior taught us through His example to yield ourselves to the Father.
The action for today. Let the Lord govern in at least one thing you do today. Begin your day with this question. What would Jesus do? That happens to be the license plate on one of our vehicles, WWJD. And it's something that we as Christians and non-Christians should always ask. Because whether you follow Jesus or not, Jesus would never do anything to hurt anyone. He would never do anything to bring harm to someone or disgrace. So as you go through this day, ask yourself, what would Jesus do?
Today's treasure is found in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 25 and 26. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is also to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens.
We've been talking about prayer for the last few days, and I want to give you 6 points to awaken the business leaders in your city. Pray that the business leaders would, one, understand the significance of God's call on their lives through their businesses, churches, and the communities. Two, allow God to lead them through a deep personal transformation and prepare them for a call on their lives. Three, realize that they are given earthly authority for spiritual reasons. Four, recognize their need for a dedicated personal prayer life. Five, become aware of their need for personal prayer partners as well as prayer partners in their business. And six, ask God to raise up another prayer partner to pray for the marketplace, leaders, and businesses in your city. So many times, just like when we go to vote, we feel our vote doesn't count. Well, out of 6.5 million people, our vote may not count. But with God, one prayer does count. Remember our 24-hour prayer line,